Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Janet.
Hi, how are you, Samar?
Very well, thank you, man. Are you good?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. How are you?
Lovely, man. Lovely. Great stuff. And are you good?
I'm good, thank you. I'm good.
Lovely, lovely. Now, let's get straight to it. Now, research from 2025 shows that nearly half of teens report being online almost constantly. How has the classroom environment changed in the last couple of years compared to pre-TikTok era?
Oh, yeah. I think it has changed. There has been a dramatic change, hey? In the sense that students are no longer competing with just textbooks. They are now competing with algorithms. You know, before TikTok, the attention spans for students was longer. And maybe we can say information used to move so slow, hey? You would actually need a textbook to actually read and maybe try to comprehend things, and it would take time. But now we have these short videos on TikTok, which explains a concept within 15 to 60 seconds. So, yeah, there has been a dramatic change in terms of how classroom is in this TikTok era, you know? Yeah.
Now, we often hear social media is a distraction. That's what we hear. But recent trends suggest it's becoming a primary search engine for students. Is social media still just for fun, or has it officially become a learning tool also?
It's both. Hey, I would actually say it's both, because with most students that I've interacted with, they learn better from YouTube. You hear them saying, "Oh, there's Kevin Math on YouTube. There's Miss Martins." So it's actually both. But the problem with it is that as much as you've got to search on TikTok, maybe looking for a maths concept, you find things that distract you. Hey,
yes, that's
the
thing.
And then you start scrolling, and then before you notice, oh, 30 minutes have passed. So, but still, there is learning tools that really help students, like math tutorials, study tips, science experiment, career advice, maybe we can put it that way. But at the same time, one needs to be very intentional when they're using TikTok. They also need to be disciplined. So if guided, if managed properly with discipline, it's a very good enhancement when it comes to education. But if not, it's a very fatal destruction, you know? So one needs to be very disciplined and intentional when they're using social media.
Beautiful stuff. Now, for many Southern African schools, Janet, WhatsApp isn't just a social app. It's a primary way teachers share notes and also assignments and announcements to pupils. Now, has then social media become a necessity for academic survival in our schools and communities?
Definitely, especially during the COVID and post-COVID, social media has become a very important platform, because most teachers, especially in, like you have said, in Southern African schools, they use WhatsApp, hey, to send notes, voice explanations, assignment reminders, timetable. And if students don't understand anything, they can quickly WhatsApp their teacher and the teacher can respond. Or if they've forgotten what, maybe they're having an exam or a test on Friday, they can quickly ask the teacher to say, "Ma'am, what did you say the scope of the work is? Can we just have some questions to practice?" And teachers usually find it easier to send work through WhatsApp, especially when they're not after school hours. So yeah, it is a necessity, because it provides fast communication and an easy way to send notes to students, or just to remind them of important things that they have to do, especially, like I said, in preparation for their test that they write in school. So yes, I believe it is a necessity. But as I said earlier, discipline is very important when it comes to social media.
I think it's very important actually that you mentioned, because really, I mean, you said earlier it could truly be fatal, because while you are, you know, learning from it, it could actually also terribly disengage you from studying, and you see yourself laughing at jokes, etc. Now, students, you know, indicate a negative correlation between social media addiction and academic achievement, specifically noting lower grades, that's exactly what I was saying earlier, and decreased concentration. Now, what specific red flags should teachers look for in a student's work?
You, sudden drop of marks, say, is one of those things. Secondly, I've noticed most students don't complete assignments. And when you ask them, like, oh, ma'am, I was busy trying to do other assignments, but in actual fact, they were busy on TikTok, you know. So that's another thing we usually observe. Or like you have said, like you said, reduced attention span in class, you know, their concentration span decreases a lot. And to some extent, they just copy and paste answers without really understanding, especially when it comes to assignments. They just go to ChatGPT or go to social media and just copy and paste without understanding the depth of what they're answering, really. So yes, those are some of the red flags that we usually see as educators when it comes to the red flags of social media. But the major one, maybe to say, is just academic performance. There'll be a drastic drop in a student's academic performance.
My goodness. Yeah, no, it's catastrophic, actually. Now, with the rise of cyberbullying and online harassment, often leading to actually severe anxiety or depression in teenagers, what role should South African schools play in teaching digital citizenship rather than banning cell phones?
So maybe teach them the effects of cyberbullying, like you have said, awareness, cyberbullying awareness, what it does mentally, right? And also teach them online respect, responsible posting, maybe. That's another thing we can really teach. So the most important thing is not to ban phones, but to teach how to use social media in the right way, maybe. That's how I can put it. Yes.
Now, as AI becomes integrated into every social media platform, how should schools teach students to use these tools ethically for their education?
Maybe let me just give you a background. One of the learners that I teach was given an assignment with their class, and they came saying, "Oh, ma'am, the teacher said we should redo it because it was all about AI. We all wrote using AI. So we really cannot take AI away from the kids, but we need to assist them, you know, as to how do you search questions or how do you search for answers for a given for a given assignment, you know. So help them, assist them not to really use AI to copy and paste, right?
Yeah.
But to use AI as an assistant, not a replacement, you know. Use AI, how to put prompts, give AI prompts, like ChatGPT, how to give ChatGPT prompts to actually explain questions that they don't understand and how to write full essays without really copying, you know, just taking and copying, because that doesn't help when it comes to academics. Also teach them academic honesty, like how to avoid plagiarism by referencing. That is also another thing. So we need to actually teach them how to use those OpenAI technologies and not just to copy and paste or just to write whatever they want. There is a certain way that we use those technologies, really, and it can help.
What would be your, you know, conclusion or point of emphasis as we wrap up this conversation?
So my conclusion is that social media is not a problem, but lack of guidance is. So we need to teach our students to guide them as to how to actually navigate social media. And like I said earlier, also teach them to be disciplined and not to wave, you know, when they see something, they should just ignore it and go straight, be intentional about what they need in social media at that time. and also teach them how to manage their time on social media. You know, there are these, I think your phones actually have time, do not disturb. You can set a limit actually of being on your screen. So if we can teach them as well that there are things like that that can help them control their time on social media, I think that can help.
Yeah. I think that can help a very, very great indeed. Because sometimes, especially as young ones, you may not know when to stop. You may not even know how to stop, for that matter. So yes. I think that putting those timers becomes important so that they are forced to just simply leave it because this thing is already blocking me. So they'll see it tomorrow again when it's now opening again. I think setting those is a fantastic, fantastic advice. Man, Janet, I must thank you so much for coming through. It's a pleasure to speak
to you. Thank you so kindly, Soma. Thank you so kindly.
Thank you.
Enjoy the rest of your day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.